if you really are born again, shouldn't you know the path? Kind of like if I said to you, how do you get home to your house?
Yeah, no,
you got to know the path. So how does a person, let's step over here so we're not blocking the street. How does a person find eternal life? Are you serious? You want to talk about it? If not, no problem. I got to go on my way.
You just got to be a good person. That's all.
No. Not what the Bible teaches at all. The Bible teaches that by the shed blood of Jesus, he is the only perfect righteous one, that we have to place our faith in it and repent. Change our mind, change our ways to come after him. He's the gate, he's the way. And then you can be born again by the Spirit of God. It's all on this gospel card I just gave you. Would you like a gospel card, young man?
Sure.
You can be born again by the Spirit of God. Church attendance doesn't get you that. Water baptism doesn't get you that. Living in a Christian family doesn't get you that. You must, by faith in Jesus Christ, repent and be born from above by the Spirit of God. And when you're born again, guess what happens? This is awesome. Your heart changes. Whatever you love now, whether it's porn, vile sports, idolatry, worldly video games, all this stuff, whatever you love, the Holy Spirit changes you and you no longer want it. Oh, your flesh still wants it. But you, the new man, no longer wants it and you fight against it. And that's happened to me. I'm no better than anybody here, but I am very different now. And I fight and war against my flesh. I don't live in any sin. All these people are living in sin. The culture, you know whose culture this is? You think this is God's or Satan's? It's Satan's culture. The Bible says that this is the kingdom of Satan, 2 Corinthians 4:4. So you have to rebel against Satan and his kingdom. The church systems are Satan's. The culture is Satan's. They're made up full of a bunch of false ways and lies. And you have to repent and follow Christ. I was just preaching. You got to be a disciple.
Okay, I get it. No, I get what you're saying.
Right. Okay. So, do you go to a church?
I do not.
Okay, good. What I would encourage you is just read a Bible, start in the New Testament if you're really seeking Christ. Read in the Gospel, starting with Matthew. See who Jesus is and conform your life to him. Not the church systems, not the culture. That's what I did, and guess what it did? Called me out of the world. I was the worst of the worst. And now I travel and I preach full time to encourage people, because guess what's coming? You're young, death's coming for you. Right? You know any young people that died? And guess what else is coming? The wrath of God. You guys are young enough. What are you guys, like 20 or something?
We're 18.
18, I was close. You guys stand a good chance. I might, if I live, I'm 60, I might make it. We might see the tribulation. You know, the Bible warns of a tribulation time when Satan's going to rise up and the world's going to become evil. And God's people are going to be persecuted by Satan on the earth. It's coming. You guys might live through that. I might too. If you're not living fully for Jesus right now, you think you're going to live for him in the tribulation. You're going to go and get the mark of the beast. And you're going to live in peace and safety. So lose your lives in Christ now. Surrender everything to him. My email's on there. My website's there for free. Okay. I don't want your money. I don't take money like the church system.
I was going to say, if you don't take money like the church system,
We don't belong to the church system. We don't belong to money. I work my whole life and I do this for free. Travel the country and preach. My wife and I are van dwellers. We live in a camper van. Keep our costs low.
Right.
I sold my homestead. If I would have sat on it and just enjoyed life as an old man, would I meet you?
No.
Nope. I had to go in the street. Jesus said, go preach the gospel, make disciples, teach them to obey everything. Pastors and priests aren't doing that. All they care about is getting you in the building so they can make money off of you. But you do have to lose your life. You're going to have to come out of the culture. You got to lose your life to follow Jesus. If he died for you, shouldn't we live for him? What shouldn't we sacrifice for him?
Nothing.
So I would tell you to go forth and do that and let me know how I could help you do that. But you're going to lose. You got to count the cost. You're going to lose your family. You're going to lose your friends. Your friends are going to go, oh, you're weird now. Man, you change the way you dress, act, talk, what you do at your time. You're weird. But you know what? Read in the Bible. Read in Matthew 10. Jesus said his people will be hated for his name's sake. Why? Because we live for righteousness and the world is living for sin. You don't want to live for sin. You want to live for righteousness, right?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm here to help you guys anytime. I love you.
Love you too, man.
God be praised. Email me sometime. Two young men. One young man was following me. The Gideons were giving away Bibles. And he was following behind me. And I turned around. I said, can I help you, young man? And he said, I'm with you. And I said, I don't think you're with me. And then I asked him if he wanted to talk about the gospel. And he did. And his friend came over. Maybe it was for him. And they both stood. They both listened. And so that's how it happens out here. You got to discern. You got to do it rightly. Not let them walk all over the truth, but also know when to apply it, when to pull it back. Glorious day today, lifting up the gospel.